Happy 2020. Oh my goodness. Today is the very first day of the new year in a new decade, and I wanted to share with you a post that got a ton of engagement in a couple of marketing groups that I'm part of. So I called it, "What if shiny object syndrome is really just the adult version of what do I want to be when I grow up?" You are not here by accident. You are here by design. And you are here to find courage in the face of fear, to replace isolation with connection, to push back that feeling of overwhelm, and to start feeling confident. And you know how you're going to do it? By listening to other people's stories. There's no better way to feed your soul and raise your vibration and shift your mindset than to hear the stories of those who have gone before you. I'm your host, Lori Lynn, also known as Her Royal Excitedness, and I invite you to rise and climb. Do you ever feel like you're reinventing yourself after half a lifetime of feeling unfulfilled or trying to fit into a mold that just wasn't designed for you? Raise your hand with me right now if you're just trying to figure it out. I want to tell you a quick story, so stick with me here. I promise it comes full circle. Remember the Brothers Grimm fairy tale, The Fisherman's Wife? If not, here's a little recap. A fisherman who lives in a small cottage near the sea catches a fish that claims to be a prince. He lets the fish go and heads home to tell his wife about this unusual experience. She says he should have asked for a wish to be granted from this magical fish. She would really like to live in a nicer home. Reluctantly, he goes back to the fish to ask for a nicer house, gets it, and finds his wife is still not content. Her wishes keep getting grander and grander until finally they go back to their modest life and the fisherman finds peace and contentment again. So here's my takeaway from that story. Sometimes taking the shiny object path is what brings us right back to where we were, but with a new perspective. So let me explain. When I found myself facing the death of my marriage after a decade and a half of being a stay-at-home homeschool mom, I knew I was going to have to do something drastic to change my financial situation. So I got married at 25, thinking I was doing the right thing. We decided together that we wouldn't rely on my income so that when or if we had children, it wouldn't put a financial strain on us if I wanted to stay home with them, like my mom did with me and my sister. During those years, I volunteered more hours than I can count, including teaching at a boarding school for orphans in Uganda. I worked part-time as the underwriting director for a local nonprofit radio station. I taught language arts part-time to junior high homeschool students. I picked up the occasional acting gig. I wrote resumes for people, and I edited several fiction and nonfiction books. But my income was still a drop in the bucket compared with his. Fast forward 17 years. I now find myself a single mom with three child actors who have been homeschooled since day one. There was no way I was going to give up being able to homeschool them and run them to auditions and rehearsals and gigs. I had to figure out something else. So first, I tried network marketing. And man, the people who run those businesses successfully are cut from a different cloth. I love my network marketing friends, and I frequently buy from them, but I didn't have what it took to build that kind of business and stay on top of it. Next, I tried SEO, because one of my network marketing mentors turned me on to Bob Proctor, who turned me on to SEO through a coaching program called OMG. And holy smokes, it felt like someone kept handing me a technical manual written in Russian every time I would tune into the training. But I met some remarkable people in that group and really wanted to meet them in person. So I decided to attend their live event since it was being held in my city, which is Nashville, Tennessee. So it was there that I was introduced to Myron Golden, who gave us a copy of his book. And I plowed through it and then read it aloud twice to my kids as part of our homeschool curriculum. Through listening to Myron's podcast, I was introduced to Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson was going to be holding an event in my hometown called Funnel Hacking Live just 2 months after I met Myron Golden. So when I found out Myron Golden would be speaking at that event, I decided to go. Through the ClickFunnels community, I met Jamie Atkinson, who later became my podcast coach, and he helped me to launch this podcast. And he recently told me that Dan Henry, who, by the way, has been featured in Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine and Business Insider, among other places, that he was writing his first book and was willing to do podcast interviews to help promote it. So I reached out to Dan Henry to ask about getting an interview with him on this podcast and congratulated him on writing his first book because, as a book editor, I know what a grueling process it can be. He jokingly said he should hire me to edit his book, to which I said, yeah, you should. We exchanged a few more messages. I gave him some testimonials. He asked me for a quote. And because he needed someone who could get the job done fast, and because he's going to be one of the speakers at Funnel Hacking Live in 2020, he wanted to have his book ready for that event. And the people that he would normally work with couldn't do it that quickly, get it turned around that quickly. So guess who just happened to wrap one project and was waiting on a manuscript for the next project when his book came in and I could squeeze them in between? You guessed it. It was me. So, by the way, the book that I was waiting on wasn't even completed until I completely wrapped Dan's book. I mean, talk about synchronicity. And guess who wrote the foreword for Dan's book? Mr. Myron Golden. So after working my magic on Myron's foreword and sending it back to him for approval, I got a message back saying, I love what you've done with it, Lori. You are a phenomenal editor, and I will have to do some work with you moving forward. Serendipitous, right? So remember what I was doing before I started, and I'm putting this in quotes, chasing shiny objects? Editing books. So today, I kind of feel like the fisherman who was content with his lot, tried on a bunch of new shiny things because he wanted to please his wife, and then found himself back at the beginning. If this were a video, I would totally add a clip right here from The Princess Bride, the one where Inigo says, "You told me to go back to the beginning, so I have." Okay, so what if what people are calling shiny object syndrome is really just your path to discovering the beauty and the value in who you are right now and what you have to offer right now without all the fancy bells and whistles. And maybe while you're on that path, you're making the connections that will help you get back home to the place where you find the most peace, contentment, and joy. Hindsight is 2020, right? I don't think it's a coincidence that entering into the new year, the year 2020, finds me looking back over the past few decades and discovering a yellow brick road that seems to be leading me back home. Oh, remember how I said I used to teach part-time? Well, guess what? I've been invited to teach a couple of master classes recently, as well as participate in an online speaker summit. So I've been teaching people things like how to sound awesome on your podcast, how to be confident on camera, how to sell stuff using the power of story, and how to juggle entrepreneurship as a single parent. So this month, I'll be working alongside an award-winning filmmaker friend to help teach small business owners and entrepreneurs how to create stunning do-it-yourself marketing videos that increase sales without hiring an expensive production company or buying a bunch of gear that they don't need. By the way, if you're interested in joining us, you can just head over to our free Facebook group. It's called Video Marketing Unleashed, and you can find a link to it in my bio on Facebook. And I'm Lori Lynn on Facebook, by the way. So over the past year, I have helped a friend launch her ideal career search program. I edited 4 full-length books and a handful of short stories. I started this podcast, and I co-founded Video Marketing Unleashed. I'd say that this year of chasing shiny objects has really been a year of discovery. And I'm naming 2020 the year of massive growth. I invite you to come along with me, trust the process, enjoy the journey, and absolutely crush it in 2020. Hey, thanks for listening. If you thought of someone while you're listening to this episode, would you send it to them? Just let them know you were thinking about them or that they came to mind and make that connection. If you would take a minute to rate and review my show, that would mean the world to me. And let me know about topics that you want us to cover in future episodes. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. What are you waiting for? Go hit the subscribe button right now. I'll see you next time. Mwah.